When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Steve Budzig is back with iCandy Realty. Hey, Steve, it's John. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Steve is the realtor who listed the Pope's house in Dalton. He knew the owner, a guy who bought it for 60-something and put it on the market for around $219. After putting about that much money into it, it eventually listed at $199.9, and where they thought they had a buyer, that guy backed out. And now the city is saying, so then you pulled it off the market when you discovered it was the Pope's house, and you were going to put it up for auction. We talked about that. We've had a couple conversations with you. Now, the city says that anybody that buys that house knows we're going to take it from them with the power of eminent domain. Did you see this coming?
You know, I did see it coming. The village early on was expressing to other reporters that that was a possibility. And so here we are. The village does have the right to take the property via eminent domain, since it would be for the public use. This is where the seller side stands. We're excited for the potential opportunity to work with the Archdiocese and the Village of Dalton to purchase the property. I think it's great. And what's interesting is the Archdiocese is one of the potential buyers that I personally reached out to, the real estate division actually in particular, prior to going back on the market. So this coming full circle is honestly really couldn't be better news. I think the real question here is who and what is fair market value? Because a village or a governmental body can take a property, but they do have to pay you fair market value. And what is that? And how in the world do you determine fair market value for something that there is
Well, nothing? All you have to do is get comps for other houses owned by popes in the Midwest or in that neighborhood. So here's the thing. An auction would have determined that price, or just listing it traditionally at whatever price you determined. And then, as you might have originally planned, people can go to the open house and they can bid on it, and the top dollar would get the house. Then the city, if I understand it, would be required to give you that market value for the property. But we're not going to have that happen, it sounds like, right?
No. Because the statement that the, you know, village attorney made was that, you know, we or the seller or the auction company has to let every potential buyer know. And if I'm a buyer and a village is going to take something from me, am I even going to make an offer, right? So I don't.
Well, are you going to make any money? What do you think the value of the property is? So, okay, let's spitball here. What do you think that house is worth? Again, you bought it. It was purchased for $66,000. It went through an extensive rehab. It went on the market at $219,000, and you did have somebody, a buyer who backed out, but somebody was willing to commit $199,900. So what do you think it's worth now that we know that's the Pope's house?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question.
Give
what
me a
is
number.
It worth?
400? How about double? How about 400,000?
I would say more than that.
You would
definitely more than $400,000. A signed Michael Jordan jersey sold at auction for $2 million, and we're saying that the Pope's house is, you know, and I'm not comparing Michael Jordan to the Pope's house, but it's a piece of real estate. This is going to be a landmark. This is so special, so rare. I personally think it's valued over seven figures. Fair market value could be anything below or above that.
So if the village takes it, pays your client, at least it sounds almost certain they're going to get more than you had originally thought. You know, say they give you $250,000. Well, you were going to list it at $219,000. But that still seems to be a steal on their part. They say, we're not just going to turn this into some cheap tourist trap. But then what are they going to do with it? They're going to give it to the church, or the church is going to acquire it, or the city's going to acquire it, and then people are going to come through it. So it's going to be a tourist trap. I also would argue that if I want to buy that house and live in it as the Pope's house, and I want to pay $700,000 for it, that's my privilege. That's my right. And it doesn't disturb the neighborhood. It doesn't even require rezoning because it's residential. It just seems to me like you could pop their balloon if you wanted, but you guys don't sound like you're in a fighting mood about this.
Not at the moment. My seller is totally willing to work with the village and the church and does feel that that's the right thing if they want to buy it. However, paying fair market value is what is defined in eminent domain. And so that is going to be the next discussion, I'm sure, in the coming weeks. And I'll be happy to keep you updated.
We'll do that. Well, good luck to y'all. Good luck to the village. I know their heart is in the right place. I think they actually want to preserve the integrity of the neighborhood and maybe enhance it with this. So good luck to everybody on this. And thanks for giving us some of your time, Steve.
Hey, thank you.